Can you kind of maybe talk a little bit about the non-clear cell variations of renal cell and how you approach systemic therapy right now off study?
Well, the most common variation is going to be what we just spoke about, the papillary patient. Off study, it's a tough question, you know, because we do develop trials. So off study, how I generally approach it is a non-cytokine approach, and I look more at the chemotherapeutic data that's out there. That appears to be more of a chemotherapy-sensitive tumor than the clear cell population of patients. So if someone comes in with a predominant papillary, it's not unreasonable to offer them the gemcitabine, capecitabine, or the adriamycin gemcitabine that's been published by Midwest or East Coast groups, Chicago, New York groups. And I think that's a fair approach. Off study, we've seen some, again, empiric data when one looks at these phase threes, and you see that some papillary patients got on some of these phase threes when they looked at the final pathologies. There's some data now with mTOR inhibitors suggesting sensitivity to torso and some activity. Sutent, I mentioned, there's some data. Even Nexavar, there's actually some data now coming out in the ARCS program that there was some papillary patients responding. So I think all three of those drugs need the same investigations taking place in a papillary setting. We have meetings coming up looking at RAD and potentially developing a RAD trial specifically for papillary patients. So I think that's a field you're going to see these agents be explored now because it is an unmet need. Off study presently, I think chemo because there's data supporting it. Biologics like interferon IL-2, you really don't see that in papillary patients. Chromophobes, again, not much data. I think it's very fair off study to try any of the agents we just mentioned, including chemotherapy, but you don't really see a lot of metastatic chromophobe patients. Unclassified with sarcomatoid elements, I clearly favor the adriamycin gemcitabine approach or capecitabine approach. There's a neat protocol that I'm in favor of with bevacizumab in combination with chemo in this progressive clear cell or patient with sarcomatoid elements that's taking place. So I think those are sort of the areas where chemotherapy has a role.